Hi everyone and welcome to this weekly Church at Home sermon from St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Black Rock, Annanbrae. My name is Andrew Gill and I'm really excited for today's message because it is all about the infinite value of knowing Jesus Christ. Sometimes in life, the value of something can change dramatically very suddenly. Some of you may remember that back in March, for a few days, the value of a roll of toilet paper was greater than the value of a barrel of oil. Because of the pandemic, the demand for oil dropped considerably and there was an oversupply and companies had nowhere to store it, so they were practically giving it away for people to take it off their hands. Meanwhile, you went into the shops and there was no toilet paper. And online, people were selling rolls of toilet paper for hundreds each. In today's verses that we're looking at from Philippians chapter 3, verses 7 to 11, Paul is telling his personal testimony about how his values in life completely changed. See, Paul thought he had life all figured out. He thought he knew what was important, but then something happened to him and everything changed. And as we look at his story and what he says to the church in Philippi, we need to be asking ourselves, are we counting things upright? Are we placing the value on the right things? And do we have what is the most important thing in this world? Because look what Paul says as he starts this off in verse 7. Whatever were gains to me, I now consider loss. Paul must have been doing his end of year accounts as he writes these verses because he's using an illustration from the world of accountancy. In finance, and you're doing your accounts, you have a column for all the pluses and you have a column for all the minuses. And you add them up at the end to see if you've got a profit or to see if you've got a loss. Paul is saying that everything that was in the plus column that he thought was giving him profit of life, he's now adding it up and he's moved it over to the minus column, and he's counting it as a loss. See, what Paul is talking about here is about how his life has changed. In the couple of verses beforehand, in verses 5 to 6, Paul describes his old way of life. Circumcised on the 8th day, he was from the people of Israel, the tribe of Benjamin. He was a Hebrew of Hebrews. In regard to the law, a Pharisee. As for zeal, persecuting the church, and as for righteousness based on the law, he was faultless. Paul was from a good family. He had a good upbringing. He worked hard and he was now one of the elite. He was a leader in his day. He was a good moral person. Paul thought he had everything all sorted in his life. He had a confidence in who he was and what he had achieved. He knew that other people were impressed by him, and he believed that God was impressed with him too. He thought that God would look at him and see the family that he came from and all that he had done, and that he would be righteous because he had kept to the law. All those things were in the prophet side of Paul's life ledger. But then something happened to change his mind completely, because he now adds them up and all those things come to a loss for him. They are not as valuable as he once thought. Why? What changed? What happened to Paul that he had this turnaround? Paul had an encounter with the living, risen Lord Jesus. The book of Acts tells us this story about how the Apostle Paul, as a persecutor of the church, was on his way to a place called Damascus. While he was there on the road, he saw this bright, blinding light. And he heard this voice from heaven say to him, "Paul, Paul, why are you persecuting me?" And Paul said, "Who are you, Lord?" And the voice said, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting." In that moment, Paul realized that he had made a mistake, that he had made an error about who Jesus was and what was the right way to live before God. After that encounter Paul had with Jesus, everything changed for him. He no longer lived his life for himself. Now he lived his life for Jesus. Look at what he says in chapter 3, verse 8. What is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. When Paul talks about the knowledge of Christ, he's not just talking about a head knowledge, he's talking about a heart knowledge. And for Paul, the value of knowing Christ, of being in a relationship with him and experiencing his power and his love, it surpasses everything else. All of his past achievements and accomplishments, as great as they were, next to this knowledge of Christ, it's nothing in comparison. A few weeks ago, I heard this story about this man in Luxembourg who had been told that old copies of the book Harry Potter were worth a lot of money. And he remembered that years ago, he had bought a copy to teach his daughter English. They had read it once and put it up on a shelf. And so he went and he found that book and he inquired about it and he was told it could be worth thousands. Last week it went to auction and it was sold for 65,000 euro. It was the most valuable thing he owned. And for 20 years it just sat on a shelf and he didn't realize the great worth that it had. And when we hear stories like that, or when we hear stories about somebody finding this priceless antique in their attic, we immediately wonder, do I have something of great worth that I don't realize? I want to suggest that if you're a Christian watching this, maybe you do. Because maybe you have Jesus in your life, but you do not realize the surpassing value that he is. You don't fully realize just how precious that knowledge and that relationship is for you. Jesus is better than riches. Knowing Jesus is better than fame. Knowing Jesus is better than success. Being in a relationship with God is better than all the prizes you could ever win. Paul goes on, look at just verses 8 and 9. This is just one long sentence. And Paul gets excited as he talks about the greatness of Christ. I consider them, the past accomplishments and achievements, garbage, that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God on the basis of faith. That's the gospel right there in that sentence. Righteousness is a word that means our right standing with God. That when God looks at you and he adds up your life, are you in the sinner column or are you in the righteous column? Because the truth is that by ourselves, when God looks and he adds up our thoughts, our words, and our deeds, there is nothing that we can do by ourselves to ever be good enough to be seen as righteous before him purely based on who we are and what we can do. The only person who ever lived that did that was Jesus. He was perfect and blameless and sinless. He alone stood before God as being righteous. But yet on the cross, a change happened. He became sin for us. He put himself into the sinner's column so that we could be moved by grace into the righteous column before God. Paul, in a moment, realized that he had got it all wrong. He had been working his whole life, building up a righteousness for himself based on following the law. And he realized that that was worthless. That was not going to be enough to make himself righteous before God. But he also realized that wonderful truth that by faith through what Christ has done, he was made the very righteousness of God. Imagine you had spent your life saving money to buy a painting by a famous artist. And after years and years of saving it up, you bought this piece and you had it up on display in your house and you were so proud at what you owned. But then somebody comes along and tells you it's a fake. It is absolutely worthless. And as you're devastated over the bad news of that, the artist himself comes along to you and he gives you a true, genuine, priceless masterpiece for you to hang in your house instead. That is what Christ did for Paul. It's what Christ can do for us. Through faith, we can inherit the righteousness of God. Paul's life had been changed by Jesus. And the goal for his future was to know Christ even more. And he was willing to give up all else to have more of Jesus in his life. Let's read verses 10 to 11. I want to know Christ. Yes, to know the power of his resurrection and participation in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, and so somehow attaining to the resurrection from the dead. Resurrection power means that the gain we have from knowing Jesus just keeps on increasing. His love is eternal. His goodness is infinite. Every day of your life, you can know Jesus more. You could be a Christian for 80, 90, 120 years, and you can always gain more joy, giving more praise than the day before. But that is just the start. Because when we experience the full power of the resurrection, when our dead bodies are raised from the grave and we enter into eternal life, we will know Christ in ways that we can only imagine right now. And still, our joy will increase every day. Christ is of such infinite value that not even eternity gives you enough time to worship him as he truly deserves. Maybe this morning you're watching this and you're trying to live life like Paul used to live his. You're putting your confidence in yourself, in who you are and what you've done. But learn Paul's lesson. You're counting things up wrong. Self-righteousness is no righteousness at all. Knowing Jesus is the only thing of any value in this world, and it is of supreme value. The Lord Jesus himself put it like this: the kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field. When a man finds it, he buries it again, so with joy he can go and sell everything that he has to buy the field. Knowing Jesus is the best thing. It is the best thing for your life right now, and it is the only thing for your eternity. You can know him today. You can know him better today. Let's take a moment and let's pray that he himself would help us as we seek to gain more of him. Lord Jesus, I want to know you. I am sorry that I have placed a higher value on lesser things and put my confidence in what cannot save. Forgive me. Take away my sin and give me you, so that being found in you, I can have the righteousness that comes from God through faith. Holy Spirit, show me the infinite value of knowing Christ Jesus. Send me your resurrection power so that I may gain joy, peace, love, and hope. Help me to know Jesus more every day, until he returns again, and I see him face to face and join with all creation to give him all the praise and glory he is worthy to receive. Amen. Thanks for listening to this audio sermon. For more resources, please visit our website, www.standrewschurchathome.com.